When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Sanchita Sharma. I'm the Health and Science Editor with the Hindustan Times. Welcome to my podcast, HealthWise. Each episode will bring you up to speed with the top-of-the-mind health, science, and environment issues. You'll hear experts who will help you better understand policy and decipher jargon so that you can make the choices that work best for you. Young adults with coronavirus disease usually get mild symptoms, but the risk of complications and death rise significantly for people under 35 who have obesity, hypertension and diabetes. So now new research has shown that young adults between the ages of 18 and 34 years, and this was, you know, the average age was around 28.3 years, who were hospitalized for COVID-19 between April 1st and June 30th across 419 hospitals in the US. The analysis of this data showed that about 21% of them needed ICU admission, 10% required mechanical ventilation, and 2.7% died. So now the doctors looked for things that were common between people who were hospitalized, and they realized that morbid obesity, diabetes, and hypertension were the most common risk factors for young adults. And those who had more than one of these conditions together faced higher risk comparable to even older adults who had no pre-existing illnesses. So now the study, which was published in JAMA Internal Medicine, which is a journal of the American Medical Association, found that 36.8% of hospitalized young adults were obese, 24.5% were morbidly obese, which is like, you know, really overweight, 18.2% had diabetes, and 16.1% had hypertension. And the study found that a combination of these was associated with greater risk for the need for mechanical ventilation, and it also raised your risk of death. Now, this is particularly significant for India because in a country like ours, the number of young people who have diabetes is much higher than the West, because in Indians, because of several genetic factors as well as lifestyle and the kind of diet we eat, we tend to accumulate fat around our abdomens, and which raises the risk of metabolic diseases like heart disease, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. And also in South Asia and India in particular, people tend to get these diseases at least a decade or two before Caucasian populations, before white populations. Now, if you look at data from India, you'll find that people under 40 with COVID-19 account for less than 10% of total coronavirus deaths in India. And the deaths are the highest in the 61 to 70-year-old bracket across both genders. And doctors who've been treating people with coronavirus disease in India also say that people under 40 generally tend to have mild disease. Most cases can be managed at home, you know, with remote supervision. And those who are hospitalized almost always have comorbidities like obesity, diabetes, and hypertension. And less than 5% people who are under the age of 40 need ICU admission. But what doctors say is that when they do need ICU admission and are put on ventilator, their vascular risk, which is the risk, cardiovascular risk, actually increases, and their chances of getting a heart attack and stroke become the same as older adults. So as we know by now, coronavirus disease has been called a vascular disease as well, because apart from, of course, it being a respiratory disease, is because it leads to the formation of blood clots in the arteries and veins, which can block blood supply to the heart, brain and lungs, and lead to stroke, heart attacks and respiratory failure. Simply because
oxygenated blood cannot reach these organs and the organs collapse. So very often, of course, like, for example, if you're obese, you're likely to have diabetes or hypertension. If you're diabetic, you're likely to have other diseases as well. So the risk generally gets compounded in people who have comorbidities or existing health conditions, as we call it. So again, if you really look at hospitalization trends in India, they found, and globally as well, they found that COVID-19 leads to thrombosis, which is the formation of blood clots, very rapidly in young adults. And usually, doctors in Delhi at least say that deaths happen very often within 24 hours of hospitalizations. So what a lot of them have observed is that older adults tend to die of pneumonia and other coronavirus-related complications, but sudden unexpected death is more common in young adults in their 20s and 30s, because they say once they're hospitalized, very often their condition dips very rapidly. So in such cases, the causes of death is usually a heart attack, abdominal clotting in the brain, lung, heart, which leads to cardiac arrest. So this effectively means that young people who are very often, because of the nature of their work, it's the young population which is mobile, they need to protect themselves. One, of course, because they are at risk if they have comorbidities, and also because they can carry the infection back to their homes. So if you have fever, if you have breathlessness, or any even the slight signs which tell you that you're not really feeling well, you're not up to it, you should absolutely get tested for coronavirus disease. And if you're unable to go get tested, then please at least stay isolated at home for 2 weeks at least, so that you break the chain of infection and you don't pass on the infection to people around you. Because please remember, the people we are likely to infect are our family and friends. So in staying isolated, we're not just protecting ourselves, we are also protecting those we love the most. And of course, the biggest takeaway is that for young adults, obesity, diabetes, hypertension are big risk factors. They raise their risk of complications related to coronavirus disease as well as death to the same levels as older adults. So if people do fall ill, if they start getting serious symptoms, if they see that their blood oxygen levels are dropping, if they're having trouble breathing, they must get tested. Young people must seek treatment under supervision and not leave it too late to go to a hospital and get treatment. And guys, stay safe.
If you still have any queries or would like me to cover a certain health topic, do feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at Sanchex, that is at SANCHX, or at HT Smartcast. We are available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Until next time, goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.